Okay, today's daf is Zvachim, daf Kuf Yud Beis, Zvachim 112, as we make our way, transition from the 13th to the 14th perek in Maseches Zvachim, the last perek coming up. So, says the Mishnah that we had yesterday, outside, we read it inside yesterday, the Mishnah discussed what happens if you do certain Zrikas Hadam Bachutz. If you have the Chatas, the Umakabal Dam in one cup, so then all the cases outside are going to be a problem because it's all kula roi bifnim. If you caught it in two cups, so then it depends, as the Mishnah said. If you do both of them bifnim, that's what you're supposed to do. Both of them bachutz, you're going to be chayiv. One bifnim, one bachutz, you're going to be putter because that created shirayim. And even according to Rabbi Chemia, that's going to be putter. One bachutz, one bifnim, you're going to be chayiv on the first, and the second one's going to be good. And then the Mishnah gave the mashal of this is comparable to cases where I lost my chatos and then I got another one and then I found it and they're both here and I shoved one of them. The Gemara will talk about that comparison in a little bit more detail. So says the Gemara now. Gemara says, Bishlama bachutz v'chazar v'nasan bifnim shekulo roi lios bifnim. In the case where you first did a zrika bachutz and then you did a zrika bifnim, so I understand why you're chayiv in that case. Why? Because it's all roi to be bifnim. So therefore, when you first start off by going bachutz, so that would be a problem. Aval bifnim behelon bachutz shirayim ninhu. But in the case of bifnim and then bachutz, why should it be a problem? Right, you already did what you were supposed to do bifnim. What's left over is shirayim, and therefore shvicha shirayim is not ma'akev. Why should you be chayiv? Answers the Gemara, as we said yesterday outside. Hamani Reb Nechemihi. The Mishnah must be going according to Reb Nechemia. The Omar Shiyare Hadam Sheikriven Bachutz Chayiv. If you have a leftover dam that you're makriv bachutz, you're chayiv. Why? Because shvicha shirayim is ma'akev. As we said yesterday from the Rashi and the Ola Shlomo back on Nun Beis, this doesn't mean that it's part of the avoda hamachaperas, but at least it's ma'akev. It holds back the avoda. Says the Gemara, I Rabbi Nechemia, if the first lines of the Mishnah are Rabbi Nechemia, what about the next lines? Ema Seifa, the case of two cups. Kibal dama bishnei kosos. If you caught the dam in two kosos, nasan shnehem bifnim patur. If I sprinkle both of them bifnim inside as I'm supposed to, patur. Fine. Shnehem bachutz chayev. Both outside chayev, because each of them are roi likari bachut bifnim. So that's why I'm chayev too. Echad bifnim ve'echad bachutz. One inside and one outside. So then patur. That last case, if I start off inside and then outside, patur. But why? Why am I patur if I do that? That's shirayim. But we just said the Mishnah is according to Rabbi Nechemia. V'yam Rabbi Nechemia, shirayim hadam shigrim bachutz chayev. Rabbi Nechemia says if you do shvicha shirayim bachutz, you're chayev. So why in the first case of the Mishnah, if it's all in one cup, the leftovers, if I do it, I'm going to be chayev. While the second case, by two cups, I am going to be patur. It's from Nechemia. It should be chayev in both cases. Seifa, so the Gemara answers, Seifa asan latana kama derbalazar b'Reb Shimon. The Seif is going according to the Tana Kama of Reb Elazar b'Reb Shimon. On the side, Uman Tana de Paligali de Reb Elazar b'Reb Shimon. And who is that opinion? Rabbi Nechemia he. Rabbi Nechemia himself argues in Reb Elazar b'Reb Shimon, de Amma who said, Kos Ose Dichui Lechadeiro. One cup pushes off its friend. What are Buzzer Reb Shimon? What are we talking about? So Rashi says, we have to remember, Gemara we did earlier on Daf Lamed Aleph. If we have two cups, and you use one, what is the status of the other one? Is that Shirayim? As if it's in one cup? Just like if you have one cup, a regular Mizrak, and you do some Zrika, the leftovers is Shirayim, which have to be poured onto the Mizbeach, into the cups on the Mizbeach, onto the cups on the southwest corner, or do we say no, that within a cup, then that's leftovers. But within two cups, if I use one cup for Zrika, the other one is Nidche. The other one doesn't become Shirayim, but it just becomes pushed aside and rejected from the Mizbeach, and therefore it does not pour the Mizbeach, but rather you just pour it into the Amma, into the gutter that goes out, that carries out the dump apostle outside the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Gemara, Reb Nechemia himself, even though he holds that Shvicha Shirayim is Ma'akev, and that's why in the first line of the Mishnah, if you do Shvicha Shirayim Bachutz, you're going to be Chayiv. But the second case of the Mishnah is talking about two cups. Two cups? Reb Nechemia is the one that says one cup rejects the other cup. One cup, kos echad, madche, osedichui lechaveiro, and therefore, you are going to be putter for that second cup. Right? That is the what the Gemara suggests, that it's all, thank you, according to Reb Nechemya, but even Reb Nechemya would agree that Kos Echad Osedichui Lechaveiro. So on this we have a Rambam and we have a Reb Chaim. Says the Rambam. Rambam is a problematic shita, because if you read the Mishnah, the Gemara seems to say that no matter what, in the case of two cups, if I am makriv one of them bifnim, and then the other one bachutz, I'm going to be putter. Even according to the shita that says shvicha shirayim is ma'akev from Nechemya, he's going to say kos echad osadichu lechaveiro. So that's why the Rambam sheet is a problem. And in Maisa Kabanas, Yud Tes, Yud Gimel, the Rambam says, Aval im kibel b'shtei kosos, if you catch the blood in two cups, bein shenas and shnei bachutz, whether you did both of them outside, that's fine, you're going to be chayav for that. O echad bachutz ve'echad bifnim, or one outside and one inside, that's also good. You're going to be chayav for the chutz one, and the inner one, that you did fine. O echad bifnim ve'echad bachutz, this last line is the tough one. The Rambam says you have two cups and you did one tzrika inside, one bifnim, and one bachutz. Hare ze chayiv. You're going to be chayiv. What's that? Our Gemara said mefurish. Ask the Kesef Mishnah. Our Gemara says mefurish, that according to everybody, if it's two cups and then you do one bifnim and then one bachutz, you're going to be putter. That's not chayiv. Says the Ravid, Amar Abram, ze eino klum. Right? It's not roy, and therefore it shouldn't be chayiv in this case. So how do you figure out the shita of the Rambam?
Why
doesn't he hold like Rav Elazar Reb Shimon, who says that kos echad? I'm saying Rav Elazar Reb Shimon doesn't hold that shvicha shirayim is ma'akev. So Mimanafsha, if you hold this, we know that it's only Reb Nechemya. Only Reb Nechemya. So Mimanafsha, either you hold Shvich Hashem is Ma'akev, and if you hold that, you hold that's Reb Nechemya, and Kos Echad Osedich L'Chaveiro, or the other case. So what do you do with the sheet of the Rambam? So Reb Chaim says as follows. Reb Chaim says a couple of steps on this Rambam. Step number one, says Reb Chaim, there's a big difference between Shirayim and Dichui. The status of Shirayim and the status of Tchuyim. Says the Reb Chaim, Tach nafkamina yesh bein Shirayim uvein Tchuyim. To be Shirayim ha'ika din Shirayim. Shechala aleihen. Shirayim is a chalos shem. If I do something, I then create Shirayim. Ve'hazrika hi sha'osa osan l'shirayim. What creates Shirayim? Right when I do a zrika ha'mechaperes, whatever's left is labeled as Shirayim. And once that's true, then I have to take those shirayim, and there's a din, I have to pour them onto the yesod of the mizbeach. Before, and it wasn't royally yesod, it was just going to be poured out to the ama. Once I do a zrika hamachaperes, so then I have to pour out my shirayim. Number one. But where does the status of dichui come from? Dichui does not come from the status of, oh, you did a zrika hamechaperes, therefore whatever's left is nitche. No, says Reb Chaim, ein shum din chal aleihem. There's no chal o'shein that directly is chal. Ella, but what is it? Shemikivan shena'ase kol din hadam shebekarban mi biladan memela na'ase dechuyin. You know when dechuyin kicks in? When I complete the zrika avoda. Not when I do a zrika hamechaperes. I do a zrika machaperes, whatever's left over is shirayim. Dechuyin is nothing specific. It's once everything else is done, then this has no purpose. If it has no purpose, it becomes nitche. Avol ein b'em shum chalos din, the name of the zrika rami alayo din zeh. But it's not that the zrika causes this to become dechuyin. No, the zrika causes a zrika machaperes causes shirayim, while a complete zrika avoda results in the rest of it becoming dechuyin. That is step number one. Step number two, says Reb Chaim, we learned earlier in the fourth parak, what if you did one matana? You're supposed to do dalad matanas, let's say for a chatas. Let's say you do one. What are we passing like Beis Hillel? One is good enough. Even one, kiper. What's the halacha with the rest of the blood after you do one zrika? So says Reb Chaim, the rest of the blood has the din of Shirayim already. Even though l'chachila you're going to continue being Zorekit, but let's say you would stop It has to be poured onto the Mizbeach. It has a din of Shirayim. Does it have a din of Dachuya in Lent? No. It's not Dachu yet. It's not Dachu yet because you're still doing the Avodah. Lefiza Nira. Teheicha denothan matana achas. Nihita adayin ramya alayu mitzvah zrika. Mishar matanos. Mikol makom chayel al adam. Shem Shirayim. Even though you have a din zrika, you also have a din Shirayim on the rest of the blood. The ispahu gam din shvichali yisod gam kein. Umishum. The kibun, the shoma zrika hamakavas chayla leo shem shirayim. Okay, fine. Okay, and calls the hubi shirayim dave chalos din v'shem al adam. Shabar chal haftinu kam kodim shenas and sharmatonos. Mashenkin dichui, that wouldn't happen unless you finish the avodas hakarbon. And therefore, as long as you have a chova zrika, dichui hasn't kicked in yet. That is all, that's step two. So number one is the difference between Dechulian and Shirayim. Step two is, an afkamin is if you're in the middle of the Zrika. You already did enough to be Ma'akev, but you didn't finish the Avoda. That's number two. Number three, Efshar, de me'acher dechal al guf hadam din Shirayim, ve'ika alayu chalos din shvicha, me'melo enochayav al zrikasen bachutz. The second that there's a din Shirayim on this carbon, there's a din shvicha, there's no shchut echutz anymore. Shchut echut is when something that is purely ra'i lezrika, so then you could be chayiv, it's ra'i lezarek bifnim. The second that there is a possibility of shirayim, there's a chiyuv of shirayim on this karban, then there's no more shchut echut. So meaning right after you did zrika one, let's say by achatas, you saw three more zrikas to do. But inherently, not only does it have a din zrika, it has a din shirayim, that din shirayim, says Reb Chaim, is mafkia the din of shchutei chutz. Okay, that is step number three. So now Reb Chaim continues and says, "Hu dafka." Now let's get back to what the difference between the Rambam and the Gemara. The Rambam and the Gemara are both talking about two kosos. What was our question? Our question was, in the Gemara, it seems like everybody agrees by two kosos. If you do one of them inside first, then you go outside. The Gemara says you're going to be patur according to everybody, because Rabbi Nechemiah says, one osa kosechad osa dichal chaveiro. How could the Rambam say chayiv? How could the Rambam say chayiv in that case? So the Rambam says that in two kosos, says Reb Chaim, it's a case of, you got to add in some words here, but it's a case where you didn't finish the zrikos. Lo nishlamu hazrikos, according to the Rambam. Mashiachet, according to the Gemara, you finished the zrikos. You finish the Zrikos. How does that help? According to the Rambam, if you did not finish the Zrikos yet, then there's a din of Shvicha, but there's no din of Dichu yet. If there's no din of Dichu yet, so then, I'm sorry, I didn't finish it. A din of zrika or a din of dichui would be mafkia shrut echutz, not just din of zrika. I forgot that. So therefore, according to the Rambam, if you say that you didn't, the cases where you didn't finish the zrikos, so there's no din of dichui yet. And if you don't have din of dichui yet, you still be chayav for shrut echutz. Masha'ekin, when the Gemara says two kosos, it's a case where you did all the zrikas with kos one. All the zrikas. Now, then the rest of them become nitche. The rest become nitche, so that prevents the chiyuv of chutz. Okay, so that's how you have to be mechalik between. But somehow they're both talking about two kosas. They're both talking about what you did the zrikas. So Reb Chaim's chiddush is that, did you finish the zrikas or not? The chaloshim nitche only applies where you finish the zrikas. If you didn't finish the zrikas, shirayim might apply, but dechuyin doesn't apply. And dechuy is what prevents the isur of shchut echutz. That's Reb Chaim right here in Maaser Chabanos, Yud Tes, Yud Gimel. Okay, see the mental energy that we have to come up to try to figure out Reb Chaim. Imagine what Reb Chaim had to do to figure out Reb Chaim. Okay, says the Vayter. Says the Gemara. Good. L'mah dever doma. L'mafrish chatoso v'avda. What did the Mishnah do? The Mishnah said the case of the two kosos is comparable to the case of chatas. Where I'm mafresh a chatas, I said this is going to be my carbon chatas, and I got lost, and I get another one, and now they're both standing in front of me, and I shecht one, and what do I do with the rest of the animals now? If I shecht both of them inside, fine. If I shecht both of them outside, I'm chayiv. One inside, one outside, so then I'm pater, because the one inside already worked, the one outside. The one inside, I'm chayiv on the outside one, and the inner one is Micha Peres. So what exactly is that mashal doing? How is that helping us? Rabbi Yudan Asi doesn't just give Stam Mishalim in the Mishnayos. Says the Gemara, Lamaha Davar Dome Lamali. What exactly is that adding to my understanding? So the Gemara says, Hamani Rebbi Hi. It's emphasizing the Shita of Rebbi. De Omar, Because Rebbe holds, Avuda b'shas hafrasha v'mesa. What happens, the case is specifically, if if it was Avud b'shas hafrasha, when did you find this animal? The case of Avuda, we know there are five chatos mesos. That's the halacha Moshe B'Sinai. We'll talk more about it with the abbreviation of Vitimna. Vlach chatos, tumuras chatos, mesu bailim, miskaper ba'acher, and avar shnasa. Those are the five cases of chatos mesos. So let's say if I lost it and I found the first one. Is that a chatos mesa? If I'm a chaper with the, I lost it, and then I take another one and I'm a chaper with it, and then I find the one that I lost, that's for sure chatos mesos. That's the case. But what if I find it before I get kapara? So is that also considered chatos mesos? That's a machlokas tanoim. Says Rashi, Hamani Rebbe, let's read the Rashi, Darim Sechas Tamura, Avud b'shas hafrasha mesa. If it's Avud b'shas hafrasha mesa, kichata shekibru ba'aleha. Tekayim alon ozlo lemisa. Afilo lo haisa rishon avud b'shas hafrasha mesa, ela b'shas hafrasha. Even if it was only lost b'shas hafrasha, but you found it, umisha hifrizu tachtea nimseis. Even though you found it before you got kapara with the new one, kayim alon ba we hold, dim niskaper ba'achas mehem shnia mesa. V'hachi kamar, and this is what the Tan of our Mishnah is telling me, Taima da'avda, klomar, zu shehufrisha al yidei ibud chavertahu, t'chishochit achas mehen bachutz, achas shechava chaverta pater. If you do one of them, right, if bachutz, after the other one was shochet inside, that's when you're going to be pater, because karebi svira lay that also is lamisa. Aval, skipping now a couple of lines in Rashi. Hamafir shtei chatos l'achrayis. Let's say the case of shtei chatos. Let's say hamafir shtei chatos in the beginning l'achrayis. Just in case I lose one of them. So hamafir two at the beginning meikara. So in that case, even Rebbe is motivated that the other one is not lamisa azla. That's one of the few cases that are not the chatos. That's besides the chatos mesos. There is going to be tireh, and it's going to become an ola at the end. So that's what the Gemara Mishnah is referring to. Hamani Rebbe he de Amar Avuda b'shas hafrasha mesa. If it's avud at the time that you were mafresh, even if it was found at the time of kapara mesa, the achi kamar, and this is how you should be medayik from the Mishnah. Taima de avda. That's the only case where Rebbe says his shita. Ha hifresh shtei chatos l'achrayis. But if you are mafresh l'chadchila two karbanos, just in case one of them gets lost, chada minayu meikara olahi. One of them originally is already destined to be an ola. It's not really a chatas. A chatas can never change into an ola. But it's just that it's like brera. Once the one of them is used, the other one memela was never really a chatas. It was just backup. And therefore, once you bring one, the other one is like, oh, this one was always supposed to be an ola. Ukid Rav Huna Amar Rav, like Rav Huna Amar Rav says, Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, which we had way back on Daf Hey, Asham Shanitak L'Ra'aya V'Shachdu Stam Kasher La'ola. In Asham, that, right, one of the five parallel cases by Asham. This was a, as we discussed last night, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So, the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is Kol Shabachatos Mesa B'Asham Ra'oeh. In all the cases of Chatos, Mesos, those five cases that I just mentioned, in the parallel cases of Asham, the halacha is Asham Nitak L'Re'iyah. It has to go out to graze, and once it gets a mum, you bring with it, you sell it, and you bring with the money in Ola. Asham Shenitak L'Re'iyah. V'shachdu, and let's say, if it was Nitak, but then you shechted it, Stam. You didn't wait to get the money, you shechted it anyway, but after it was minutak, after it was already designated to l'ra'aya, nituk, different formulations is exactly what nituk means. Here, Rashi says on the first two wide lines, nituk means Bezdin told you, send it out to graze. Bezdin declared it, send it out to graze. Rashi Menachas says that it means that you gave it to the shepherd already. Whatever the case is, nituk means you did something that designates it to go out to graze, so in those cases, it's still kasher la'ola. And so too by the Chatas case. That's what we're comparing to. The Chatas case that was Hifrish la'achrayis to begin with, it's just like an old Asham case that Nitzak l'ra'aya. Those two extra Chatas cases are like the Asham. So that's what the Mishnah is referring to by saying this mashal. By saying this mashal. Madar Adome, these cases, one of them is good enough, if one of them is used and the other one is okay, so too in this case as well. That's what it's compared to. According to this, a suggestion of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, one second, how could you compare these cases? Mi dami, just on this last line, we're bothered. You're comparing the chataos that you amafrish two of them la'achrayas to the case of Asham. Mi dami, ha'asam, Asham zachar va'ola zachar. I understand how an Asham could become an Ola. Why? Because they're both males. Avol chatas nekevehi. What about a chatas? A chatas, you're going to say, turns into an Ola. Chatas is a female, and an Ola is a male. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Rebchia maybe miyustina. Rebchia miyustina says, b'seir nasi. There is one chatas that's also a male, the seir of a nasi, of the king. It was that he, Rashi says, shehifreshnayim lachrayis, if the nasi was mafreshnayim lachrayis, so one of them turns into an ola, one of them can really turn into an ola. So therefore, that's the case that it is comparable to. 2 points on this last section. And that is, we discussed back on Daf Hei, important machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam that came up there, and that is Asham Shenitak L'Ra'aya. Is that a din d'Oraisa or is that a din d'Rabbanan? Rashi in a few places in Shas, including there, says Pashtus that this is a din d'Oraisa. Asham, you know, in those cases where it's parallel to Chatas, a Chatas has to be left to die. Halacha Moshe Misinai. In Asham has to go out to graze. That's the din d'Oraisa. Fine. Rabbeinu Tam is the Chiddush. Rabbeinu Tam quoted right there on Hamma Beis in Ar Masechta earlier and other places. Rabbeinu Tam says no. On a D'oraisa level, Asham Shebechata, Kol Shebechatas Mesa Be'asham Yikrav Ola. The Asham D'oraisa could be given as an Ola. It's automatic that it changes into an Ola. Midrabbanan, we say you need Nituk. So that you don't come to be Makdish this Asham before it's right to be an Ola. But Rabbeinu Tam says that's Ola Din D'Rabbanan. Ola D'Rabbanan, Asham Shenitak L'Ra'aya. So, it's amazing machlokas. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there's a fluid transition between an Asham and an Ola. Rashi, Rovi Shem say, no! You need Nituk! It's gonna end up as an Ola. You gotta do something. You gotta change its designation. It relates to what we've alluded to. We haven't ever had a full shiur on it, but the connection between different karbanas. A chatas is a very different karban than anything else. It's an extreme type of karban. It has four zrikas hadam. It's ba'al chet. It's ba' on many chatan. The zrikas are lamala michotas sikra. It's on the chronos. It's a very unique type of karban. You need tfilas etzba for every chatas. Asham and Ola are more similar in terms of their zrikas. They're both under the chutas sikra. They're both shtayim shehin arba. Even though Asham is ba'al chet, but not in the same way as chatas. Right? So Asham is on one extreme and chatas on the other extreme. Where's Asham? So, it sounds like from that Rabbeinu Tam, there's more of an affinity between Asham and Ola than there is between Chatas and Ola. Chatas will never naturally, unless you're relying on Brera, Chatas will never naturally become an Ola. You know what happens to a Chatas? Mesa. Asham, according to Rabbeinu Tam, D'Oraisa can become an Ola. Okay, Midrabanan not. Even Rashi. Rashi says this Nituk D'Oraisa. That both of them hold. Rabbeinu Tam, surely in an extreme way, holds that they are connected. That's what Rashi, the Rabbeinu Tam says there in Tosfos. V'chi gemiri hachi gemiri kol shebechatas mesa ba'asham karavola d'ri'iya d'rabbananhi. That is an important ha'ara on this discussion of Machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. The other point is that you should remember in all these cases that we hold Chatas Mesa Asham Roa, Rabbi Eliezer is the one throughout Seder Kachim that always puts Chatas and Asham together. He might reject this. I'm putting Asham closer to Ola. He rejects this. We have this already three times in this Masechta. If you remember, back on Daf Beis, first Mishnah. Remember, what are the Karbanos that are Pasul Shelo L'Shma? We have Chatas and Pesach Mizmano. But remember, Rabbi Eliezer Omar Afa Asham. Rabbi Eliezer said on Daf Beis, Asham also is like Chatas. That's number one. We had back in the Mishnah on Daf Pei Aleph from a base. Mishnah Daf Pei Aleph, when we had the Machlokas, if you bring Dam inside the Heichal by mistake, does that passel the Dam? So for sure by Chatas, that's what the Torah is talking about. Maybe by all other Karbanos, according to another Shita, Rabbi Eliezer says, Chatas and Asham. That's number two. Second place where he puts Chatas and Asham together. Number three, staying in our Masechta, on Daf Yud Amud Beis, we had a Havamina that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Zrikas of the Asham should be Lamala, like Chatas. That was a Havamina. He didn't say that, but it's a third case where we see Rabbi Eliezer. And finally, the fourth and final one which we mentioned now, is the Mishnah in Maseches Tmura, where in Tmura on Daf Chaf Amud Beis, which is the source of our discussion of Chatos Mesos, Rabbi Eliezer says, Asham Mesos as well. Rabbi Eliezer says, Tumuras Chatas, let me just find it here, in, where is it? Where is it? Right. Chafim Abayz. Tumur Chadas Vlad Tumura. Vlad Demalvan. Asof Kolom Yershi Savu. Yimachar Yivul Demalvan Nadava. Reb Eliezer Omer. Yamusu. Tumur Chad Asham. Vlad. Right. All of those. Reb Eliezer says, that's the halach. He argues on Malchus Mishinai. Also, what we discussed last night. Reb Eliezer says, Kachatas Ka Asham. In all of these cases, you treat an Asham like a Chatas. Okay. We continue. Hadron Allah Hashem Ved Mala. Now we get into the last parak of Maseches Zvachim. Paras Chata. So this parak continues the chutz halachas. The first couple of the Mishnayos are about what you do b'chutz, and then the second half is continuing chutz, and that's bama and mizbeach. What are you allowed to do b'chutz? So the rest of the daf is a Mishnah. Paras Chata Shesarfa Chutz Migita. Paras Chata means paraduma. Paraduma. Where does the avodah of the paraduma? It's done on Haraz Esim. East of the Beis HaMikdash, so you do the avodah there. What if you burn the paraduma somewhere not on Haraz Esim, or not where you're supposed to do the avodah? Shesar pachutz b'gita, v'chein se'ir ha-mishtaleach, shikr b'chutz. What if you take the se'ir that's supposed to be thrown off the cliff, which we've said in the past might be its shechita, that the language of the Gemara in Yuma, Rabbi Yosef Engel, discusses that every time you have to do something unusual with a karban, maybe that's its shechita, like Malika is its shechita, and Dechiel Atzuk is its shechita, and the Arifa of Egla Arufa is its shechita. So let's say, instead of that, you burn the Shir Mishalech somewhere else, Potter. You're Potter in those two cases. Shenamar, there's no avodas chutz, except by something that's roy to be done in the Beis HaMikdash. Not just roy to be done somewhere else. Shenamar, val pesach olamoid lo hevi'o, kol she'en roy lavo, pesach olamoid, ein chayav an olam. Anything that's not fit to go into olamoid, you're not going to be chayav for it. That also includes as follows. All these pasul type of animals, which were ein besulo bakodesh, they were pasul coming in, so they also, they would not be a chiyav. Haroveya, vahanirb, if an animal which had a relationship with a person, rachman al-islan, vahamuksa vahanevad, a muksa, an animal that was designated to be used for avodah zara, vahanevad, or an animal that was actually used for avodah zara, those animals are asur to be brought as a karban. They're not asur, they're only asur l'gavoa. They're not asur lehedyot. Because Baal Chaim ain't a Ne'asarim. At least L'Gavoa. V'ha-Mechir. Mechir is, you trade an animal that's right to be a carbon with a dog. The Sefer Chinuch says, why is that possible to be a carbon? Because you're going to think about your little dog, man's best friend. You're going to think about it when you bring the carbon. You have to have pure kavanas. And if you're always going to be thinking what it used to be, what I traded this for, you're always going to be thinking about it. V'ha-Esnan. Or if somebody use an animal as payment to a zona, so that animal also is off limits to be a karban. Vaha kilayim. Kilayim are off limits. Vaha trefa. Or a trefa cannot be brought. You chef the karban, you see it's a trefa. Vyose dofan. Right, nothing against this animal, but cesarean sections cannot be brought as a karban. Sheikriven machutz, in all these cases, pater. They're all pater. Shneamar lifnei mishkan Hashem, kol shein ro'i lavo lifnei mishkan Hashem, ein chayav an olav. Any karban that's not ro'i, like all these animals, are not ro'i, so ein chayav an olav. All these animals, by the way, also, it's really not ro'i. It's all ala tered. Because all the animals, if you remember from the Mishnah in the ninth parak, we have, these are called Ein Psulo Bakodesh. We had a machlokas, Rashi Tosfos there. What does Ein Psulo Bakodesh mean? Rashi said it means it became pasul before it came into the Beis HaMikdash. Tosfos says, it can't be Nevad or Esnan inside. Pashas, most of the time, these things happen outside. Pashas, most of the time. That's what Rashi would say. Tosfos there had a different sheet if you remember. So that's all these psulim. What about Bali Mumin? Bali Mumin. Bain Bali Mumin Kvuin, Bain Bali Mumin Ovrin. Whether it's a permanent or even a temporary mum. What if an animal has a broken arm which is healing? Shehigribun Bachutz. And you're mocking that outside Pater. Pater, Tanakhama says Pater, why? Got Rashi on both sides. Right? Pater, you're Pater because it's not Roy right now. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon's going to say three times in the next five lines. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Bali Mumin Kvu and Pater, Bali Mumin Ovrin Chayiv. Rabbi Shimon is going to say, Over Belosa say. Right? Ovrin, he adds in the Ba, Ovrin Over Belosa say. Rabbi Shimon is going to be of the Shita that if it's going to be Ra'i in the future, then you at least get a Losa say, even if you're not going to get Karis. So that's one case about temporary Mumin. Next, Torim Shalohi Giazmanim Ubne Yona Sha'avarzmanon. If you have birds, you have ravens that are not old enough yet, and doves that are old enough. Sheikriban Bachutz Pater. Right, so those also are not fitting because Torim only are kosher when they're older. Bnei Yona are only kosher when they're younger. Sheikriban Bachutz Pater. So those are, if you're makor, those are your pater, because right now they are not fit. Why Torim Shalom Yizmanam? Why are Torim, why don't Torim have to be older and Bnei Yona have to be younger? So I forgot to bring it, the Ramban, at the beginning of Ayikra. The Ramban, Perak Aleph, Pasuk Yud Dalid. The Ramban, okay, you want to bring it? I'll read it inside. The Ramban says, because Torim are monogamous. Torim are monogamous. And that's why, once they get older, they have one mate, and therefore that's the type of bird that you want to bring as a carbon. And Bnei Yona, got the other. I'll wait to read it inside. But that is the why dafka. You have to wait. Reb Shimon again argues. He says, well, it depends. Bnei Yona shavres man and pater. Bnei Yona that are too old, that's pater, because they're never going to be fit. V'torim shlo yigiyaz manam below sasei. Torim shlo yigiyaz manam. That is, thank you. They get a low sasei. So the Ramban here in Aleph Perak Aleph Yudalid. Got to get ready next week. Get into Vayikra. So Ramban says, right here, Ratza Batorim Agdolim Bavar Prishusam Vihidavik Biyadua Mehem. Torim are older because they stick to their mates. Shekivan Sha'avad Benzugo Lo Yidavik Ba'acher La'olam. They never have another mate. V'chein Yisrael Tevukim Hashem Elokeyem Lo Yidavku Bekelacher La'olam. And so do Yisrael. Aval Hayonim Kanoim Ma'od. Ubekinasam Yispardu V'yachlifu. The Yonim, the doves, they're very jealous of each other. Alkein Lo Bacher Behem El Haktanim. Kodim Sheyizdavku. And that's why they have to be young before they get, right, create serious relationship problems. Ki Yonah Bekanusa Az Tosefes Ava Bekan Giduleha. Because when it's younger, a Yonah has a special relationship with a whole nest. Yoter Mishar Ophos. Even more than the others. So again, every detail of Karbanus is teaches us something. Okay, Vaitis. That's the second place where Reb Shimon says it. Not only by temporary Mumin, but also the age of animals. In third case, Oso ve'espino. We know the halach. We'll have a whole perek, Bezrat Hashem, in Chulin about this Isser. You're not allowed to shecht a mother and a child animal on the same day. So once you do one, the other one is off limits today. So what if you do shchit shchut echutz on that second animal? Or a mechusar zman, which we'll talk about in a minute, two types of mechusar zman, but at least a mechusar zman of an animal before it is 8 days old. An animal cannot be brought as a carbon before it's 8 days old. Rabbeinu Bachai writes in Sefer Bereishis that's similar when we do a bris milah will like being makriv our child to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the 8th day, just like Miyom HaShmini V'Hala, Yiratzel HaKarbonisha L'Hashem, Pasuk in Emor. So if you have any of these, Pater. So again, the Tanakhama says they're not ro'i likari bifnim, so therefore, you are Pater. Reb Shimon Omer, Reza Belosasi. That's also a losasi. Why? Reb Shimon Omer, in the last three cases, Kol Shu Roi Lo V'Lachar Zman, Reza Belosasi V'im Bokaris. Anything that's fitting to come in the future to be Roi, you're still going to, it's still Usser. You're not going to get Karis, but it's still Usser. The Chachamim Omerim, Kol Shu Im Bokaris, Im Belosasi. It's all or nothing, according to the Chachamim. It's either Karis or Mutter. Period. Says the Mishnah, just by the way, Mechusar Zman that we're talking about is Bein Begufo Bein Bebailov. Whether Mechusar Zman is the animal is Mechusar Zman, it's too early, it's before the 8th day, or even the owner is Mechusar Zman. The owner cannot give the carbon today. For example, Ezeo Mechusar Zman Bebailov. What's an example of that? The Mechusri Kapara, Hazav Vayolaz Vametzora. The cases of 4 people who become Tameh, who are Chayef to bring a carbon on day 8. That's Mechusrei Kapara. Azava and Azava, Yoledes, a woman has a baby, Vahamitzora. Shehikribu Chatasim Hashem Machutz. Peturin. If you're Makrib, they're Chatasim Hashem Machutz. Pater, why? Because those cannot be given until they are Mitahar themselves. Olo Seyim, Vishalmeyim Machutz Chayavin. They're Olos and Shlamim, that you're going to be Chayav for, because that could be brought and they could get credit for them because they could be Nadavis. They can be Nedavas. They can't bring their Chovos now because they're not Tar yet. But they could get Nedava credit. So therefore, that's why you'd be Chayev for Shrut Echutz by the Olas and Shlamim. Next. Hamale mi b'psar achadis, mi b'psar ashim, mi b'psar kachim. Right? If you're Ma'ale, if you burn anything that is not Roy to be burned, any meat, except for an Ola, but any meat, mi b'sar kachim kalim, umosar ha'omer, the leftover of the omer, that is eaten, ushtei alechem, the 2 lechems, on shvuas, v'lechem upon him, and the breads of every Shabbos, v'shiyari minachos, and the leftover of the carbonis mincha, v'hayotzek, v'haboses, or all those you're going to be pater for, because they're not right to burn, they're just right to to eat. V'hayotzek. Or now we're talking about other avodos done outside that aren't real avodos. So therefore, aren't real avodos in terms of shchutechot. They're real avodos, but they're not avodos that you're going to be chayev for. Outside. V'hayotzek, if you pour the oil onto the mincha. V'haposes, some carbonous mincha have to be crumpled up. After they're baked, they have to be made into tiny little pieces. V'habolel, or if you mix the oil and the flour together. V'hamoleach, or someone who salts, who adds salt to the carbon. V'hameneh, for somebody who does tnufa, who waves it outside. V'hamekesh, or if somebody brings it close to a mizbeach that they built outside. V'hamesader es ha-shulchan, or if somebody sets up a parallel shulchan, puts lechem upon him on his own shulchan in his house. V'hametav as aneris, or if somebody does hatavas aneris, huge discussion, what exactly is hatavas aneris? Rashi says here, when you clean the neiris in the morning, Rashi says, medashin es menorah baboker. That's what Dishin is. That's Rashi. If you look in the Ramban, this is the first Milchamas in Yuma. This Ramban is famous for other reasons. This is Machlokas, whether you did, the Mishnayos in Yuma talk about the lotteries that were done every day. Did you do lotteries on Yom Kippur? The Baal Amar says, of course not, because your Kohen Gadol did everything. There's no lotteries on Yom Kippur. Arba Paisos. That's not Yom Kippur. It's not Yom Kippur. That's the, that's why he has a different, according to him, you gotta change with the tefillah of the avoda. So, says the Ramban there. Vavi Yodea, he quotes the, first of all, Amar says, Vavi Yodea, Kibali Akrovos Yechnisu Bepiuteyem, Ta'u Kulam, Velohe Vinu, Kiapaisus Lashayamos Ashana, Velobi Yamakipurim, Lafishakala Vodas Yamakipurim, Enek Sher, Elabakoin Gadol. That's the Baal Amar. Says the Ramban. Amar Akosev, Beina Yipoa, V'chulu v'efshar sheyitu kol rabosenu v'avosenu ulabala morazelavado natan achachma ve'im lazar mito. That's pretty unusual. Everybody throughout history made a mistake except for you. I find that hard to believe, says the Ramban. V'nasadi lidmi lidrosh, and therefore he says they did the paisos even on Yom Kippur. The point is that these aren't the actual avodos. The Kohen Gadol has to do all ikar avodos. So what are ikar avodos? So in that discussion, the Ramban says that he thinks cleaning out the candles, dishun, that's a hechsher. Hatavas aneris is setting up the candles for the next day. Putting in new oil and new wicks. That's hatavas aneris. Being macho, what's the mitzvah of hatavas aneris? That's what that's the avoda. Everything else, the dishun, the cleaning it out is just hechsher. If you look, we don't have time for it now, but the Brisker Rav, Hilchos Tumidim, talks about two dinim and hatavas aneris, which hopefully we'll get back to at some point. The hakometz, vayter, though, if somebody does kemitza, bachutz, v'makabal damim bachutz, if you're makabal dam bachutz, pater. All these cases, your pater, cause, they're not avodas tama, there are different drushes, but all of these, the Gemara will talk about it, why you're not chayav for chutz in all these cases. And the Mishnah adds, ve'ein Mishum Zarus, the Bach takes out those words, and there's no Isser of Zarus. If his Zar does any of these avodas, he's not Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim. It might be Asur, but not Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim. That is a question for all these cases of Mincha, Yotzeg, Bolel, Poses, all these cases. So, could a Zar do that L'chadchila? So it sounds like from the Rambam and the other, he's shown him no. That even though doesn't specifically say it in the Gemara anywhere that a Kohen should do all these avodas of a mincha. The Minchas Chinuch wonders about it in Mitzvah Kuf Tezayin. Why? Just like by Shchit, by an animal, the Zohar could do Shchita, why shouldn't he be able to do all these things before Kemitza? So that is just a question the Minchas Chinuch has. But anyway, but he definitely doesn't get Misa B'Shemayim. V'lo Mishum Toma, and if somebody's Tommy does these avodas, he doesn't get Misa. V'lo Mishum Mechusim Begad, V'lo Mishum Shalom Rachos Yidayim V'Raglayim. Because these are avodos that aren't included. Period. Next section of the Mishnah, history. Ad Shalohu Kama Mishkan. There were six stages of history in terms of halachas of karbanis. Number one, Ad Shalohu Kama Mishkan, from Adam Arishon, says the Rambam here in Pirshei Mishnayos. From Adam Arishon, all the way until the Mishkan. Hayu habamos mutaros v'avodah bechoros. The bamos were mutar, and avoda was done by the firstborns. Right, what does it say in Mishpatim? The na'are b'nei Yisrael, by Matan Torah. Rashi says there, firstborns. Esav, firstborns. Num 2. Umishahukam ha-mishkan ne'asru habamos. The second that the Mishkan was built, you couldn't bring karbanos anywhere else. Nasra abamos. The avodah b'kohanim and the avodah was switched to the kohanim as a punishment for the chayta egel. Kachi kachim ne'achal lefenim and aklayim. And once that's true, kachi kachim have to be eaten within the klayim, the curtains, the kachim kalim b'chol machane Yisrael. And kachim kalim can be eaten with all throughout all machane Yisrael. That was number two. History stage number three. Ba'ula Gilgal. Once Bnei Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael for those years, hutru habamos. Bamos became mutter then. Kachi kachim nechalom fenim nechalom. Kachi kalim were eaten lefenim nechalom. Kachim kalim b'chamakom anywhere. Kachim kalim. Why hutru habamos when they came to Gilgal? Why hutru habamos? There's a beautiful Meiri, the Meiri in Megillah on the Ein Bein Mishnah. Ein Bein Bama Gedolim Baba Ktana. The Meiri says there's an easy way to always know. Where's the Aron? Where's the Aron? If the Aron is in a Kavua spot, then everything else is Aser. There's no Aron in the Kavua spot, then everything's Mutter. In Gilgal, they didn't have a place for the Aron yet. It was still traveling, so everything's Mutter. Not until they set it up in the Mishkan. Set up in the Mishkan, boom. It was in Shiloh, 369 years, everything's Aser. Then the Mishkan left, the Mishkan was by the Aron was by the Plishtim, everything's Mutter. Even after it came back, says the Meiri, everything's still Mutter. Everything's still Mutter. All the years of Nov and Givon, which we're going to talk about in a second, until the Aron had a Kavua spot. Because the Aron is Mechayiv. That gives full Kedushas Makom. V'chein she'amad zman bebeis Oved Edom, ad she'eleo David letzion, v'kol zman zeh, ho v'lo haya Aron Kavua imam ezbeach, hutru habamos. Right, that's a very important Meiri on Daf Tes in Meseches Megillah. Viter, bo'ol Shiloh. Once they came to Shiloh, after the Shevesh Kishu, Shevesh Chilku, nesra habamos, v'lo haya sham tikra. Shiloh didn't have a permanent roof. It wasn't like a base of Migdash. El a base avanim bilvan milamatan. It was stone on the sides. Vayrios milamalan, and the curtains were over above. Vehi aisa menucha. That was called menucha. That's called menucha in Tanakh. That was Shiloh. Kachi kachim nechalom lefenim and aklaim. Kachi kachim only within the curtains. Kachim kalam aiser sheni bechal haroeh. Bechal haroeh. Remember we discussed a couple weeks ago. I mentioned in Shiloh. Now this one of the rayas that they know how they know. Where the Mishkan was exactly was they found pottery, they found cheres, broken cheres, all the mountains around on the inner side of the mountains. Because that's Bechal HaRoeh. And once it gets noser, you have to break it. Nothing to do. On the other side of all those mountains, there's nothing. They didn't find anything. Why? Because of this halacha. Bechal HaRoeh. Right here. This Mishnah. Number five. Bo'olano v'givon. Hutru habamos. Once they came to Nova Givon, meaning once the Aron was taken from Shiloh in the times of Eli. So, hutru habamos, kashi kashim nechalav nimin aklaim, kashim kalim b'chal are Yisrael. Then everything was mutter again. Number six, bo'ol Yerushalayim, ne'esru habamos. They came to Yerushalayim, then that's it. V'lo haya lahen od heter, there was never heter anymore, once Yerushalayim was the place. V'hi haisa nachla. That wasn't just called menucha, but that was nachla, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's heritage, and we stayed there. Kachim kachim ne'achalam lefenim and aklaim, only inside the climb, inside the azara. Kachim kalam aisha sheni lefenim min hachoma, are inside the choma. Period. Big kasha. Beautiful kasha. Right? First stage. Stage one. Firstborns. So two questions. Number one, Noach, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, none of them were firstborns. So how are they giving karbanos? How are they giving karbanos? None of them were firstborns. Number two, if I'm a Kohen, which I'm not, but if I'm a Kohen, and I go to somebody and I say, I really don't want to do the avoda today. You want to buy it? Want to buy the avoda? I'll sell it to you for a bowl of lentil soup. Right? Buy it for me. Doesn't work. My father's not a Kohen, I'm not a Kohen. So if the avoda was with the firstborns, what was the whole mechira? What kind of crazy din is that? Chas v'shalom. I don't mean that, but like, what kind of, you can't sell the avoda. Okay, there's a shaila. How do you sell the Davar Shel Olam? That's a separate shaila. But how do you sell the rights of the avoda? It's firstborns. If it's with kahuna, if you're not a Kohen, you can't do it. If you're not a firstborn, you can't do it. So you know what the Mizrahi says? The Mizrahi has this kasha, the beginning of Toldos. The Mizrahi says, you're right. Unbelievable. Says the Mizrahi, he wasn't buying the avoda, Yaakov, to do it. He was just buying the rights that Esav shouldn't do it. That's all. He couldn't do it. Maybe other firstborns will do it.
But he didn't want Esav and his descendants to do it. That's what he was doing. Aval inyan kuna meikel amemar. Velekel amemar. Don't say Yaakov came from the tipa rishona. No, come on. That doesn't work. V'shem yishlomo debechi rezu lo haisa el levatel Esav me'avoda. Shahayisavar l'sham ish me'avodas ha'karbanas. Kamina gabachar. V'mechira azosh nishma shalo ya'arer ba. Nisbatel me'avoda v'niskayim adin bimkomo. That this Russia wouldn't do it. That's the Mizrahi. Says the Gorari. Says the Maharal. What are you talking about? How can he say that? Yaakov says, Gam baruch yeh. It worked. Now I see that I gave the bracha to the Bechor. How could he be a Bechor? He wasn't the Bechor. Says the Ger Aryeh, V'nira li, got to put this in Parshas here next year, Dafka gabi kahuna shezichzalo ha-Torah v'Yisrael zarhu nechshav. Kahuna to zar, that's different. Avakodema and Torah shayis avodah b'Bechoros mipnei shehu roi l'kavid. This was just a given right. It wasn't a biological thing. It was a svara. Firstborns, you know, they should get the kavod. Lefichach, but if they want to be mochel, they can be mochel. Just like chacham shemachal akvodah, kvodah machel. Because the Torah gave you this misvara, okay, so you could give it away misvara. It wasn't like kahuna that it was given over. That's number two. Number, so you have the Mizrahi, and you have the Gur Aryeh. And finally, you have the Tiferes Yisrael right here in our Mishnah. Tiferes Yisrael says, you know what the difference is? The whole avoda bebechoros, that's only by avoda sibur. Avoda sibur has to be biba the firstborns. But avodas, which this answers some of the other questions, how Avram Yisrael, they could all give private karbanas. But yachid can do whatever he wants. That's not called avoda. So that's how all the others could give karbanas. This doesn't answer how you could buy it. How you could buy it, but that's the first two answers. That's the Tiferes Yisrael right here in our Mishnah. The Tiferes Yisrael says, nearly the avodah is covered as sibur ha'yeh bebechoros. K'madam v'yishal achaz nari b'nei Yisrael. K'madam as yachid ha'yeh kreven b'bama. T'ray matzino avos hikriv b'bama. Af shalom ha'yeh bechorim. V'lo matzino shenazor achar kach. That's what you have. That answers at least that question. Okay, we'll have to stop here. This is a great topic, but we will, B'Hashem, continue with this tomorrow. Okay, Halach Moshe B'Sinai Shir was given last night. I hope it's up already. If not, it'll be up soon. If not, Parsha Shir also as well tonight.